Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Do I feel comfortable quitting my job? Is the same feel that I have for, do I feel comfortable with betting this much money? Because it's like, these are all bets that are in my head around the same kind of thing.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. We are kicking off August with the first interview since I went on maternity leave. And today we are back with a check-in with our entrepreneur in residence, Lisa Pegram. You guys were introduced to Lisa in July of 2019 in episode 155, to be exact. So if you haven't heard that, go back, give it a listen. Lisa is a data scientist that launched a cutting-edge home laser for melanated skin. She has built a career in analytics and is currently in pursuit of her PhD at Columbia, where she studies metacognition and data sciences. Lisa is the founder of Bell 51. Bell 51 is a company dedicated to the specific woes of Black and brown skin. Bell 51's Soleil laser is the first home laser therapy device that can achieve rapid clearing results at home for all skin types, particularly Black and brown tones, for whom existing laser technology has, until now, been ineffective or unsafe. At the time of our last conversation, she had launched her business, Bell 51, and was able to share her experiences with sales so far, that delicate balance of managing inventory on a high-end product, interfacing with customers and their questions, working with manufacturers, and more. At the end of the interview, she had goals to come back and give us updates on things like her new marketing approaches and all of that. So let's jump right in with Lisa and find out if she achieved her goals and the updates in her business since launching 1 year ago. So, Lisa, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am happy and blessed and stressed.
I love that. Aren't we all? You know, the two can coexist, you guys. Like, when people are stressed, it doesn't mean they don't know they're blessed. All right. So we did not get to convene with you since our last chat
It's been a while. It's been since like November, right?
Yeah.
And we were supposed to check in before that, but we're checking in now. And it's been a year. It's been a year since Bell 51 launched. Now, today, I want to know what's going on. So last time we spoke, you were a full-time student at Columbia in a PhD program, data science, as well as managing your side hustle of Bell 51. So give us an update. What's happened since the last time we connected? Are you still doing both? What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm still doing, everything's still the same. So I'm still doing the PhD program, doing my research, and then I'm still doing data science work full-time. And I'm still doing the company, and I am hoping to give up one of them at some point. But we've done a lot. So, I mean, in this past year, since the last time we talked, especially, we've gotten a new member who has joined the team, and she works part-time, and she's a material science engineer who's actually going to UVA for her master's, grad student, and she's on the team helping us with the development of some of our new products. And we are taking classes and learning how to video edit, and we are trying to do more marketing and promotions and just trying to balance it all, and definitely have grown a lot as far as revenue goes. So I think that some of the things that the pros and cons, and you know, the things that we've learned from in the cons department have helped us to grow. So just still doing all of the things, trying to let one of them go.
Okay. Well, trying to let something go so you could focus more time on Bell 51.
Yes. Yeah. I want to be able to do that, because I still, like I said, I still work full time in the data science, and that takes up a lot of time, especially with coronavirus. And so, because the company is a health related company, so doing a lot of research in that department. And so it's like kind of taken away from my research and taken away from as much energy as I spend a lot of hours per week working, period. So it's not like I'm not putting in normal hours, but I would love to put in, you know, my whole day right. on like Bell 51. So.
Got it. Well, that's huge that you were able to hire somebody. The team is growing. I did not know that part. In addition, you have launched some amazing new products since we last spoke. Walk us through all the products Bell 51 now offers and what they each do.
So we have a microneedling tool. And I mean, microneedling is not like a new thing, but the fact that we're offering esthetician grade devices that automatically do it. There's a lot of trial and error that comes along with the microneedling tools. And so it basically is an automated one. So you just kind of glide it over your skin and it does that for you. And we pick the two heads that go onto the microneedling tool. We pick the best ones that would work best on a lot of the skin issues that African-American skin and brown skin deal with. Mm-hmm. So you know, we have that one. And then we have also launched recently the serum that goes with that, but it's a good serum in general. So it's a black seed oil serum. It also has grapeseed oil. It also has some vitamin C for fading hyperpigmentation. And it also has geranium oil. So these are all, the reason why I'm using these oils is because it helps with the JUA85, which is the name of the microneedling tool. It helps it to glide over the skin easily, but then also it's anti-inflammatory. So any type of acne issues you have, eczema issues you have, basically can be, you know, this serum can be used on it and really help to clear the skin and even the skin out. And then it also does stop a lot of the issues, and especially if you suffer from acne that's a result of like oils or buildup of the skin. This is actually one of the lighter oils that is antimicrobial, so it takes away that. So we have those two new products, and then we also have the first product that we launched, which is just a laser for just hyperpigmentation in general. So the microneedling tool, I forgot to go into why it's good for you, but it's good for you because it gets rid of stretch marks. It produces collagen and reproduces collagen. And it's a way to get down to the deeper level. So like I said, stretch marks, scarring, pitted scarring. So you know, if you had like really bad acne at one point and you may have some kind of rough patches, it evens that out. And then it does also treat some hyperpigmentation and some of the other, you know, larger pores, other things like that, wrinkles. So it is a all-encompassing tool. So I love all of them so far. Yeah. Very excited.
And what was the process like of bringing these new products to market?
Research and, making sure that, so, I mean, it's always research, right? So, but it's also finding the people who can make your dream come to, you know, fruition. So, I mean, I'm dealing with three different manufacturers for these different products. I'm not going through the same people because, they don't all specialize in the same thing. So finding someone who could create the serum that I actually really wanted, and finding someone who had, you know, the type of engineers and manufacturers who could produce like the different needle types that I wanted for the JUA85 device. And so it's just, I think finding those people was like the hardest step, and then talking them through your designs. I am a key like advocate for fiber. A reason why, because I'm able to get like a lot of good design, packaging design from a lot of the highly rated and top rated people on the Fiverr network. So I was able to get a lot of my packaging and design done through Fiverr, and, you know, that was a great resource for me. And like I said, research for all the ingredients and all the things that I actually want to do. So I know that.
And making sure that they like actually work.
Yeah. Make sure they testing all that on myself and, you know, giving them my sister and everyone in my family. So, you know, it's just like, there's the steps and, making sure that if this device that I found is FDA cleared, that's always an issue. That's the number one. And people will always be like, is this FDA cleared? I'm like, yes, it is. Like, I made sure, you know? So that's also something probably, we'll probably talk about it later, but it's like a huge deal. This FDA clearance is like a big, big thing. Any new product you get, you know.
Right. So at what stage does that even happen? We can get into it a bit now. I mean, I'm assuming that when you develop something, you need to see your prototype, right? And then you need to send it back, or at least say, here are all the ways I want it improved. So how many cycles of that do you go through before you are able to say, okay, now this I can bring to market and I can send off for the FDA to approve it? Is that how it works?
Well, yeah, you have to do so. Like, the FDA is kind of like, it's kind of like the man. So they don't help you conduct anything. You don't like send it to them and then they like go over it. You have to
send it back to the manufacturer. Uh-oh. But then at what point does the FDA approval come in?
Yeah. So you send it back to the manufacturer. You probably go through like three iterations at the minimum. It could go up to five between like the effectiveness of it and then the packaging and design and of the actual device. So between that, those two things, there'll be like at least three to five back and forths. And then after that, then you have to either, they have the FDA approval already on their side, depending upon whether they've sold this device or tried to, you know, sell it before. So they might have already gotten it. So in some cases, you might be lucky where you don't have to go through the process. But if you are trying to do it from scratch, then you have to document it. And there's like lots and lots of forms. It's very similar to like a patent process in the sense that you have to like document a whole bunch. So I'm actually in the middle of doing that process now for the hair removal laser that I am in the middle of working on, which I haven't talked about yet, but it's from scratch. And basically I'll have to do clinical trials and all of that. And it's super expensive. So yes, that's just, you know, one part of it.
Now, how, if at all, has adding all of these new products affected revenue? Has it increased because you have more offerings? You know, I'm always curious about that.
Yeah, I was scared to do it at first because I was like, you need to focus on, because you always hear, you focus on what you have first, see if you can get that to where you want to go before you start adding stuff. But actually adding stuff has increased the revenue because people have choices. A laser in general is very scary to a lot of people. So they're just like, how about something that's like not that? So I was glad that I, you know, gave an opportunity or option for people to try another type of skin device that works for hyperpigmentation and also helps with a lot of other issues. So I'm glad that, you know, they overlap in some cases, and then there's a lot more that the microneedling tool can help with. So I'm, you know, thankful that, you know, it's a kind of like I'm offering some new useful devices in new ways. So it definitely did help to increase the revenue because it's filling in that gap.
Oh, good. And then as it relates to inventory, one of the things we talked about last time is that delicate balance between when you have a premium product, between having products on hand and waiting to order because they're expensive, right? So how are you now balancing with three products?
So I ordered a crazy amount of my serum, so I'm stocked up with that. And I should be for a little while. But as far as my main two devices, it has been like a crazy, crazy balancing act. Like I don't know. So I keep underestimating myself at times as well. So it's like, who wants to sit with like a million, you know, pieces of your product and then like not sell? But then who also wants to miss out on a whole bunch of sales because people want the product to be in stock? So, I mean, trying to get around that hump is, you know, I offer pre-ordering. So if I sell out and I'm waiting for the new stuff to come, then I, you know, allow people to pre-order it before it gets here. The issue that comes along with that is that when the actual product arrives, it's like basically 75% sold out. So it's just, I'm really still getting the hang of it and trying to have more faith. I think it's just having more faith in myself at a certain point. It's like realizing that you need to scale up and you need to order double what you were ordering before. And that's a scary concept to, you know, if you have something in stock and you're spending like a lot of money for each piece. It's not like I'm buying.
What's a typical order like, the amount rise? So is this like 5,000 and you're like, it's scary to think of putting down 10 or 15?
No. Like at this point it's closer to 10,000 and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, like what you really need to be doing is putting $20,000 down, but I don't, mm-hmm. It's so scary. So it's like, it's just like, I don't want to do that.
But you got it. I mean, yeah. Yes, you do have to have that, but I get it. I trust me, I have not, you know, put down 20,000 just like that on a product for my business yet. So it is, I definitely understand that. And I can see it's one of those bets that, I mean, you're there. And excuse me, y'all, I'm having a mid-interview pep talk with my best friend.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this though. At what stage do you bet bigger? Mm-hmm. So what do you think it will take for you to feel comfortable betting that big?
Okay, so I'm thinking a few thoughts. One of them being that I wanted to have a monthly recurring revenue that was consistent, that was mm-hmm. equivalent to my salary, you know, per recommendations from Nikhila. But also, I also wanted to like make sure that this was. So it's kind of like the same feel. It's like, do I feel comfortable quitting my job? Is the same feel that I have for, do I feel comfortable with betting this much money? Because it's like, these are all bets that are in my head around the same kind of thing. So I don't know what in order to do that, I think I just need maybe like one or two more months of this. It's been 4 months and I'm so scared of this bubble, this coronavirus pandemic bubble, where I feel like people, their eyes are glued in to, you know, social media, or, you know, people are open to trying things and are, so I'm just kind of fearful because I don't want to bet on something that could be, you know, a conditional. So if I could, if coronavirus ends and you know, it's, I don't know, it's just so scary and it's, I don't know.
No, I get it. And you know, only you who are the head of the business, the founder, the CEO, only you can make that call. It's interesting that you mention coronavirus. So how has the pandemic affected your business?
It's affected it like really well because I'm able to interact with people. People are like really want to have these one-on-one meetings, talk to me. We talk on DM all the time. I talk to my customers like very often. And it's like, I'm able to build these relationships because people are not super busy. So they have the time to kind of read up on your product, they're just kind of glued into social media, glued into a lot of the, you know, the things that you put out there versus before when it would just kind of breeze over their heads because it's just like, I have too much to do. I'm not home. I have like, and I want to spend my free time with my friends. But at this point, it's like everybody kind of has some time where they're just perusing the internet or, you know, like looking up things. So I love that I'm getting some more organic growth and there's like word of mouth and I get to interact with my customers more. So So I haven't, e-commerce specifically for me has not been a bad thing during this pandemic. But I do worry that's why I'm worried, because I feel like, oh, what if, you know, this ends, and, you know, it's just having faith. It's just having faith. So it's just obviously a struggle of mine is like having that security that, yeah, you know, everything will remain.
Well, I mean, it's smart to wonder what's going to happen. Like, you know, will we be in a recession? Will people stop purchasing things? Like, what does that look like? Everyone has to kind of be cautious and make sure they have some cash. They have some cash, some liquid and some savings. Moving into the future. At the same time, it is so fortunate that you can be one of the businesses that are seeing an increase in business during a global pandemic, because not everyone is able to see that same jump. So some businesses are shutting down, and it's so scary. And then when you do see business, you're like, is this a fluke? Is this going to last? So I completely get you. And I think doing what you're doing, being cautious, researching, and just watching the trends before you make any sudden moves is the best thing you can do.
I was going to say something else about that too, is that I was a little scared because I've been putting so much money into this other product. So the hair removal laser that I'm trying to build.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like I've been putting like a house down payment on this. I have three engineers who are working on this in China, like full time. And they're developing this, and it is scary to be like building this whole product from scratch, right? And it's like, you know, you just don't know if it's gonna pan out well at the end. So then I'm over here doing well in the business, but it's also scary because it's like, so should I bet over here too? Like my security blanket, should I use that? Like, So both of those things are like the
right. I'm so proud of you, but I'm also so excited because yes, I would love to be able to do at home laser removal that works for us. I know there's some products on the market, but the people I see reviewing it are not as dark as me, and I'm just not about to try that.
They always say dark skin, and then you see, and you're like, and I'm like, wait, like,
I'm looking at the YouTube reviews, waiting to see. And I'm like, nope, can't do it. So yeah. I think it's going to be so worth it. I will be your first customer, but I know it's also very scary. It's needed though. It's needed. And this is why I love talking to you and featuring you as an entrepreneur in residence, because we don't often get to see just the sacrifice and the investment that it takes to bring a premium physical product, beauty product, technology product to life. What's the timeline on something like that? Like, what phases are you going through?
So we're still engineering everything at this point. So there's like circuitry because we have a touch screen on it. I want it to be wireless. I'm like putting everything into this. I'm like, I need it so that people can just like, they just charge it. And then, you know, so I have like all these things that I want. And so every aspect requires, you know, maybe like a week or two. Some of them are advanced products because I'm taking this huge laser that is usually used in a dermatologist's office and shrinking it down to a small size. There's physics about that has to be addressed. So like getting, there's heat produced by it, for example, and getting the radiator size on the laser to be, to radiate the heat that comes off of the laser in such a small device. So there's all types of things that happen in developing this, that issues you run into so it's just, I mean, by the end of, it should be done. It was supposed to originally be done by the end of August. It was started in early June. So it's going to be a 3-month project. And then I think it's probably going to be pushed out to the end of September. And it was never even going to go to market until next year. I've been telling everybody next year because I still have to go through the FDA process, where, you know, they do the testing and I have to prove that this is either similar to another product that's on the market, meaning like you guys have already approved these other NDI hair removal lasers. Mine is very similar, or is this basically the same but smaller? But then I got to go through that trying to convince the FDA that it's similar, but then I got to convince the patent office that it's different, because I kind of want to see if I can get a patent on this. So those are the two things that I'll be working on over the next year after September ends and I hopefully have the product, then I'll still be dealing with like the paperwork essentially.
Yeah. And I, you know, really appreciate you sharing this with us, the Side Hustle Pro community. I know some people will be scared too, but when you see how much work goes into it, like, there are not a lot of people who are going to invest tens of thousands of dollars to do what needs to be done to bring a product like this to market. Like, you might have the idea, you might think it's cool, but when you see what goes into it, it really, really takes fortitude and money and time.
Money. And the thing is though, like, I'm not even scared because, like, you're saying it, like,
yeah.
So yeah. Someone reached out to me the other day, and this is just like a side note, but someone reached out to me the other day and was asking me for advice because they wanted to start their company. And I know you deal with this often. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to tell me what his product was. He just was like, you know, it's proprietary.
It's going to be the greatest thing ever. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. I can't tell you.
I can't tell you what it is. And I'm like, because that's one thing you do learn is that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, some people can take offense because I mean, I don't take offense to it, but I do know that, you know, you talk to the wrong person and they might think like, why would you think that I would steal your stuff? Like, I'm an honest person. But another thing is that it takes effort to get these things to happen. So it's like, I'm not going to, I mean, someone would have to start from the same position that I'm starting at.
They would have to drop what they're doing to say, okay, that idea is better. Let me go do that. And like, yeah.
Yeah. And also I have, there's an easy process of the patent process. There's like the full patent process, but mm-hmm. if you just want a patent pending, it's something you can do by yourself. So we're doing that now. So we're going to just do the patent pending process that lasts for a year mm-hmm. before you can. So then you don't even have to go through the whole patent, like big, huge patent process. You can just do a provisional patent first for a year.
Dropping keys. And you know what's interesting too about what you say, because I think there's also a school of thought, like, I need to come up with something like completely different than anything you've ever seen. And that point about the FDA literally wants to see that it's similar to something else to, like, put it in context to also make sure it's safe and say, oh, this is already out there. So while we're focused on making something different, it actually is smarter to make something that's kind of already out there.
yeah, it is because, I mean, at least for FDA approval, because they if you have something brand new, then that will cost mm-hmm. you upwards of $1 million to get that on the market. Brand new. Yeah, because they're like, what is this? Like, it can kill people. No. So they just like literally will not. You have to like show like a year of research and all types of things. So
okay,
yeah, it's a hard process. So I'm hoping they will recognize that and not classify me.
Well, we'll keep our prayers up.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of processes, let's talk about the customer education piece. We always have to get back to this, especially now that you have more products. So we talked about how it can be a learning curve for people to understand what, you know, this laser does or what the microneedling tool does. How are you now approaching helping people to get up to speed as quickly as possible?
Yeah, so I try to I created a quiz on my webpage. I got a developer to create a skin tool quiz, which essentially people fill out what things they're dealing with, and then they get a device basically at the end that says, like, well, they don't get the device, but they get the suggestion of what device to buy for their skin problems. So it's like, are you pregnant right now? Are you, do you have hyperpigmentation? Are you concerned with stretch marks? Are you, like, I just basically go through the gamut of questions of, are you on Accutane? Are you, you know, anything that I could possibly think of that would be related to skin. And then it suggests which product of our two products they should use. And I also do these one-on-one sessions with people. It's a part of this, especially with the Soleil laser. So if they are interested, they can upgrade for like an extra like $20 and get a one-on-one session with me. And I don't really limit it. I don't know how scalable this is, and maybe it will be scalable at some point.
But I can already tell you that one-on-one session needs to be like 100x. $20, girl.
No, because it's 15 minutes. Yeah. So it's only 15 minutes. So, I mean, I just, 10 minutes. Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is valuable. You are juggling a PhD, a full-time, like, side gig, actual job. I mean, and
You're right. You're right. And in a sense, it's like probably not scalable. And I would love, I mean, I do YouTubes as well. Like, and then I do my live that I said I would do last time. I said, I'm going to do it, make sure I do it. So I've been doing it. It's like what the summer's self-care series, so yes. Like Sunday self-care series. So we do that where we talk about it and we answer questions there. But I think I've been trying to keep the lines of communication open so that people can ask me any questions they really have.
I do see that. I do see that you're doing that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, and when we keep them bottled up, it affects us negatively. I have found that therapy has been a safe space to get things off my chest. I had my daughter last August, and by January, I hit up my therapist like, let's go ahead and set up this monthly session. Therapy has been so helpful for me in setting boundaries, and it just empowers me to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, this is your sign to go ahead and do it and give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/hustlepro today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/hustlepro.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast But Am I Wrong, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Now let's get into the marketing, because I see you doing your thing with marketing, going live, posting more. What are some of the changes you've implemented since we last spoke?
So I have been posting more. I try to post at least like once, twice a day. And then also I've been posting more videos of the content that I've been posting, because supposedly Instagram wants to, you know, be different and wants to be, you know, all about videos versus being about pictures anymore. So the algorithm picks up on videos, I guess, more than photos. So I've been trying to do that. I have been learning the Facebook manager through a couple of courses and trying to understand how, you know, to run ads on both on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm trying to think of other marketing that I do. I mean, those are the main things that I can think of that I've been focusing my energies on right now. I think that's about it for now. Might come up with something else later.
You mentioned the last time we spoke that you wanted to create a weekly time to go live, show yourself using your laser plus the results. Have you done that? How's it going?
I do. So I do. I go live. Like I said, I do this. So at first it was going to be a self-care Sunday because I love Insecure. And I was like, oh, I love that idea. I'm going to do self-care Sundays too. And so I stole that and decided that I was going to do that every Sunday and have everyone. My grand scheme was that the people who have their devices would be using it at home. And if they were walking through it with me, then I'd be guiding them through it. It'd be like a one-on-one tutorial. And then they could like ask me any questions. Hey, I'm running into this issue at this current moment. Like, I don't know what setting to put it on, or I'm scared about this or whatever. So it was a way for them to walk through using their tools, but it also has been a way for me to kind of market, because a lot of people have joined who haven't used the products yet. And so they get to see me use it, and they not only see the results that I post from my use of them, but they also get to see it in live action and ask questions along the way. So it kind of saves me some time on the back end, because if people come to the self-care Sundays before they buy the product, then they kind of already know in advance. So, and I think I might continue it outside of summer, because I just wanted to see how it would go and didn't want to commit unless I knew that people were going to, I didn't want to just do it to myself for myself, like self-care Sundays by myself every Sunday. So, but I think I'll continue.
Talk to the camera.
Yeah, talk to the camera. Hey. Like, hey guys, it's me. Talking to me. Me
again. Hey replay viewers.
Right? Like, just, but I'm glad that people are tuning in. So then it's
they
like, okay,
are.
Now I can.
I've hopped on and people are tuning in. And, you know, I hope you encourage others who are like, oh, will I be talking to myself? No, just go live. You'll be surprised by who joins. And the more you do it, the more people will join.
Yeah, yeah. At first, it'll be like a couple of people, and then eventually, it'll get, you know, more and more. When you become dependable, I think is when people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Consistency. And now, the last time we talked, you talked about having two audiences, like those estheticians who are kind of trying to figure out how or if they can work this into their client care, and then also just direct to consumers. So are you still trying to serve both audiences? If so, how's that going?
I think it's going really well. So I started this other, I didn't even mention this before, but I also started another program, like an esthetician partnership program. And what it is that I reach out to estheticians who serve communities of color or of color themselves. And we work together. So they will provide me with content. That's the agreement. Basically, they'll say, this is, you know, the before and afters on my clients, and I provide them with a discount on our products. And so then we work with each other that way. So I can always, you know, continuously show results to people who are interested, and then they can use the products on people who are maybe scared to do it on themselves, or you know, are just like, I'd rather just have a professional do it. So those are, you know, that's the kind of partnership it is. And they also have a link on my website where their companies are listed, their booking information is listed, and their portfolios are listed, their websites, everything. So you can book with them and, you know, get anything done with them that you want, including Bell 51, using Bell 51 devices. So that's like kind of something that we launched recently. And I think we have about 12 estheticians on the site, about 8 that are pending. They submit all of their esthetician certifications. So we have that stuff on file. And, you know, it's a dependable source for basically getting an esthetician of color, and it's listed state by state.
I love that. You're always thinking of, you know, ways to expand and creative ways just to get your product in front of people. So have you seen that that also results in more customers buying your product directly? Because, you know, sometimes I go to the salon and they use something, and if I could purchase it online, I'm like, thank you. Thanks for the tip. I'm going to do this myself now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, it's crazy because they're buying and they're also, you know, reselling with their discount, because I give them a discount. So I give them like a hefty discount. And so they're able to have it's basically like a reseller. Like, they're able to have my products in their stores. So if somebody is interested, they can coach them through it as a professional. They can like allow them to purchase it from them directly. And so I think, I mean, it works well for everyone. And that was my concern. I didn't want estheticians to feel like, you know, a lot of them are working really hard and gotten these certifications, put in all these thousands of hours, and to think that I was just going to try to like replace them totally. You know, it's like dermatologists or do it at home. And I know that that's not the case. I know that there are people who can afford to go to an esthetician every week, and there are people who can afford to, you know, get things done by professionals. So I'm not going to rule them out. I want to join forces with them. So, and I appreciate their input too. I think another facet of that is that this won't stop at laser hair removal. So any devices moving forward, they'll have their input and they'll be able to say like, these are the things that I notice that my customers are asking for or what I wish I had to be able to deal with these issues. So, I mean, they can help me keep an eye on the trends too.
I love that. And that thought process as well, because you're developing something that could, if you don't provide that context, be seen as threatening to a certain industry. But it's, you know, and forgive me if this analogy is too basic, but it's kind of like you can buy makeup in stores, but it ain't the same as when that professional makeup artist does your face, right? So, you know, one does not threaten the other. And they can, in fact, support each other.
Definitely. And they have been supportive.
And then some people who are qualified, and you don't have to be like super qualified to do your own makeup. Like, we all buy our makeup and we love it. And it just supports each other when you want that, even that touch base where you can ask questions and you can get that, you know, feedback on, oh, should I do it like this and what have you.
Yeah. And everyone has their own tips and tricks too. They just like makeup, and you know, like there are people who do it. You're like, girl, your makeup looks so good. You didn't go to anybody? Like, and then there's times where you have to go to somebody. So just like you said, like, it's just, you know, it's dependent upon experience. Right. And
it's not an apples to apples comparison, you guys. So you don't need, you know, you don't need some kind of qualification to use Bell 51 products. It's just saying that the industry of beauty and estheticians should not feel threatened. So you have hired a new team member. Tell us more about when you made that decision and why.
So I sent out an email newsletter to the NSBE of Columbia University. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm looking for engineers who are interested in being a part of my company. I went into my spiel, and, you know, and then I heard back from one person, and this was the person I heard back from, and she was excited about it, and she'd already graduated. So she actually had access to their email because they like she was like an officer and she'd recently graduated from the engineering program at Columbia. So I was really, really excited because, you know, she was a graduate, she was interested and she, you know, was going to grad school. So part-time wouldn't be an issue. And it's just that, you know, I was ready to hire somebody because I thought, you know, I do kind of want someone else to, who can think outside of me. You know, you can be the best thinker in the world, but I kind of wanted somebody with their input. So it's not even like she's not like an employee in the traditional sense of like, she just does a specific function. We talk, we run things by each other. And I'm hoping at some point we can, you know, get to, you know, a final, she won't be an employee. It'll be even more, maybe even equity based. But I'm, you know, I'm really excited about having someone to bounce ideas off of. And have like an engineer who, you know, understands, you know, the different technologies that are happening. She works in manufacturing, so she understands things. She does a lot of my project management at the time and is doing it now, currently. Right. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just been a blessing. She wasn't always getting paid, so.
How did you convince someone to work for you when they weren't always getting paid?
Well, I mean, I think it's so crazy. So she's not the only engineer that I've heard from. That was just through Columbia, but I've gotten lots of emails from a lot of biomedical engineers. I've gotten from people of women of color. I'm so excited. So like, it's just crazy. So it's like, you're getting so many qualified Black women who are reaching out to me to ask me if I'm hiring. And that's just like, it's just a crazy experience to me. But in order to do that, I think they have to be motivated by the mission. So I think they see the gap, they know the gap just as well as I do. And so they're really interested in it and they know they have the faith that it'll go somewhere. And, you know, if you present yourself as honest and you try to be as forthcoming as you can, and, you know, share what you can. I mean, off the bat in the front, I was like, hey girl, I am putting this money into building this hair removal laser. So I don't know that it's going to happen immediately as far as like payment. And she was like, I am okay with that. And, you know, we'll work towards that. So, you know, I think those are the type of people you want on your team. Like,
for sure.
If I couldn't find something for her, if she didn't have a specialty already, I would have tried to find something for her because it's like, you want people who believe in your mission to be, you know,
working with you. And I'm so happy for you. So how are you juggling as far as support for customer service? You are a one woman show for so long and people, you know, it's funny, the more information you give at times, it can feel like the more questions you get. So how are you balancing customer service these days?
So I think I talked about this before, the tip of like, if you can do it in 10 minutes, do it now. So like I have that Tidio app that's still on my phone. So it's like, I get text messages about when people are, you know, on the website and have questions immediately. So if someone has a question, I just answer it. If somebody sends me an email, like a customer service email, I try to just answer it. So that's what I've been doing. I wanted to make sure that I brought this up to you though, because like it can be, you can get your emotions wrapped up in your customer service. Like, I don't know. Like, I never thought that I would because I actually did do customer service at some point. I don't remember when, but maybe high school or something. But like, when it's your own company, you're like, you don't know, this is good. Like, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, you're not using it right. You feel so, I don't know. You just get so wrapped up
invested,
in it.
You're invested.
Yeah, you're invested. And so like, I mean, at some point, that's like one of the first things that I want to get rid of from me is like the distance between me and like the customer service. Because it's like, even when things are late, like let's say I sent something out on time, a device or through a carrier, because of coronavirus, they kind of do what they want. And so like, I'll get like emails that, hey, I didn't get this or I didn't get that. And I'm like, I sent it. Like, it's kind of like, when you deal with small businesses, people expect the same. I provide them the same service I can as Amazon, but I am not Amazon. So like, mm-hmm. I can't just send out like, and it's like, that's money. That's literally lots of money out of my pocket.
Right.
So it's like, you don't just get to report it and say like, if they're taking a long time, send me another one. It's like, that's how it works. Like I have to like file a claim, make sure that it's actually lost. Like, let me see if I can try to get some money back from this before I just like send out duplicate things. So I don't know. It's just like taking some distance from it. It would be great, but I'm thankful to the pandemic for being home all the time, where I, if something pops up, I can actually like reply to it pretty quickly.
Oh yeah. Oh, Amazon has spoiled us so much. It's like, I have to check myself, because when I order from another website and I'm like, and I go to track it, I'm like, why can I find it? Or like, like, I want this now. But, you know, that's not realistic, especially during this pandemic, you know. So before we jump into the lightning round, let me know, and let us know really, what's been the biggest challenge since expanding your product offerings and just since starting Bell 51?
I'd say the biggest challenge in since expanding my offerings is keeping everything in stock at the same time. If I'm out of one thing, then I have that one in stock, and then this, it's just a back and forth. And I would love to have everything in stock at the same time. So I'm working on that. I don't know. I think it's just a constant challenge of believing in yourself, and you know, taking those steps. It's like, it's motivation and self-confidence. I think those are the two things that are like the most challenging. It's like going through these barriers, even though you know, if you work hard enough, you have to have faith that if you work hard enough, that you'll get through these tough times, versus, you know, immediate like release. Like, you're like, okay, I just put 2 hours in, so now I make $100. Like, that's not how it works. And so, you know, getting over that kind of immediate, you know, sense of feedback or positive feedback is something that, you know, I'm trying to get accustomed to in business in general. You're not like overnight successful.
Yeah. And how are you working through that challenge? Because we don't talk enough about how much mental strength you need, how much you have to keep affirming yourself and speaking life into yourself as you face challenges and as you're tempted to doubt yourself. We all go through it. How do you deal with it?
So I'm still in the process of dealing with it. Like, I do talk to myself and try to reaffirm myself often. And sometimes I repress it. I think I repress a lot of the negative emotions. I'm like, it's just not something that you can deal with at this moment. Like, self-doubt has to come later. Like, just don't talk to that part of yourself today. Like, if you hear her creeping up, like, ignore her, because, you know, she's not gonna be helpful today.
So is she ever helpful? But I know what you mean. I think I saw a quote somewhere. I don't know, but yeah, it's that same mentality of, oh nope, we don't have time for you today. When that thought pops up, that, like, we literally do not have time for you. Like, talk to that negative thought. Like, it's a person. Like, here you go again. Here you go. Like this is gonna help anything?
Yeah. Like, where, you know? And I mean, the thing is that I think being critical does help you sometimes. So it's like,
yeah,
I think being able to figure out how to filter in the thoughts that are criticism that could help you, and then like blocking out the things. It's like, so then what are we gonna do about that? We can't do nothing about that. So what are you talking about? Okay, go somewhere. You know, like, you have to like filter it, because sometimes it can be helpful. That same voice can be helpful, and sometimes,
sometimes not. And one last question. So we touched on video a bit, but before we jump into the lightning round, tell us, what is actually working in marketing right now? What is responsible for Bell 51's growth, continued growth?
I think the thing that's most worth, so I think it's a couple of things. I think it's the communication. I think it's the communication with the customers, like when they are asking questions. I noticed that the more that I was proactive about like questions that people had, or just even getting to and getting into more detail and just being like very warm and friendly with people, the more that they were inclined to buy, because they knew that any questions in the future or any problems they had, that I'd be there to reply to those. And then another thing is marketing. So increasing that marketing and the efforts towards marketing on both Instagram and Facebook. And I'm trying to think, I think the last thing would be these next steps that I've been taking, like the esthetician program, and then like the skin device tool. Like, those are things that I'm trying to do preemptively, like figure out how to answer people's questions before they, you know, have them or vocalize them.
Yep. So what it sounds like is you are doing a lot of trying to be one step ahead of the customer. Like, you know, the common objections, and you're trying to get in front of them so that there will not be an objection at the time they're on that cart page. They're ready to add to cart and check out because all their questions are answered.
Exactly, exactly. And it's still, that's still a process. Like, I'm still, learning that.
Well, keep on going. I continue to be so proud of you. And let's do a quick lightning round before we wrap up this season's Entrepreneur in Residence. Number one, what is a resource that is currently helping you the most in your side hustle that you can share with the Side Hustle Pro audience?
A plugin that I have been using, I talked about Tidio last time. There's one called OmniSend. That's an email, not a provider, but it helps you with your email blast. And basically, it's just been helping me get out the word. Like, anytime I want to schedule my automation or have my campaigns, it just makes everything really easy. The filters that I can put on are really, really specific. So if somebody buys a product, but then also interacts with a specific page and all that, I can dwindle down all the way to that and send out, you know, automation to them. So I just appreciate the tool. I mean, I'm sure there's a million that do the same thing, but OmniSend has been really helpful for me.
Oh, love it. All righty. What has been the best investment that you've made in your business so far this year?
I think I'm gonna just claim it. This investment in this hair removal laser is the best thing this year. It is going to be the best thing this year. And next year and
never. Number three, what's one of your hacks for being productive and not procrastinating when you got like a million jobs as you do?
Yeah. So, I mean, I talk about it, but doing things immediately. And then also, there's this action plan that I've been using, which is yours. The Side Hustle Pro Go-Getter action plan was really, really helpful for me. So, I've been using that and it helps me to stay consistent and, you know, plan out what I need to do.
Okay. All right. See, guys, I'm telling you guys, it works. And I did not pay her to say that. Number four, what is a non-negotiable part of your day these days?
I think I'm starting to take my evenings back. So I'd wake up early in the morning, have my cup of coffee and work until like 9, and then watch like one Netflix show and almost go to bed. And then, you know, but now I think sometime after 7, I kind of make sure that I have some time to sit and just like be, you know, be, whether it's like making dinner, which is now like a luxury, like a thing that is something that I can do that makes me happy, which it didn't always feel that way. But so, you know, just having like a couple of hours before I go to bed versus like having an hour to 30 minutes. I'm trying to see if I could spend some time with my boyfriend and even having phone conversations. Taking back your time, just a little bit of it.
Number five, what is your parting advice for fellow side hustlers who are juggling a bunch of things but really want to continue working on their business?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they don't have like three jobs or something, but then maybe they have a kid and two jobs or something. And I think that do first. You know, it's like build the plane while you're flying it, like something like that. Like figure it out like while you're doing it. Like just do it. Just take that leap and just do it, because it helps you to make progress. You know, you can be critical of yourself later, but even if it's like, oh, I need to do this for my, you know, my job, do that immediately, because, you know, it'll free up some time for your other, the other side hustles that you have and things like that. Mm-hmm. So just do it. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it.
Oh, I think that's such a perfect note to end this series. We've had three wonderful check-ins with Lisa of Bell 51 and followed her for a year as the Entrepreneur in Residence. And if there's anything that you could take away from her experience, I hope it is that just do. We're not saying just do as in quit everything and just focus on your side hustle, but just do in the sense that you could type up a million business plans, a million goals, a million vision plans, spreadsheets to plot it all out. But you really won't start to learn until you place that first order for a product, get it back and start working on those prototypes and working it through with the manufacturers, put it up for sale, see what the customers say. Like, you literally will learn nothing until you just do. So before we go, where can people connect with you and Bell 51 after this episode?
They can visit us at bell51.com. They can go to our Instagram at bell51co. Our Facebook group is bell51. And you can also email me, Lisa, at bell51.com.
All right, guys, there you have it. Head over to sidehustlepro.co for all of the show notes from this episode, including all the helpful resources that Lisa mentioned in this episode. Thank you so much for joining, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.